welcome, good friends, to another exciting episode of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Today we will explore animal intelligence and some ingenious ways animals use tools. It once was thought that tool use was exclusive to humankind and thus a key differentiation between the animal kingdom and people. However, today, there is plenty of scientific evidence proving otherwise. Just like us, many animals, small and large, employ tools to assist in their daily activities, such as grooming, eating, and playing. Similar to humans, animals enjoy creating ways to make their lives a little easier. Take, for instance, one of the largest animals on the planet, the elephant, who uses many different tools throughout the day. The bountiful tree is his most helpful resource. It has been observed that elephants sometimes utilize tree branches to shoo away flies and other insects. They will also pick up sticks or small branches to act as an extension of their trunks to scratch delicate, unreachable parts. Elephants have been spotted using rocks and logs to protect themselves from being shocked by electrical fences. One of their most clever uses of trees is to build a natural canteen by digging a hole in the ground, filling it with water, and then using tree bark as a cover. The herbivorous mammal chews the bark until it forms into a ball and then uses it to fill the hole. The canteen is even made evaporation-proof by covering the top with sand. That's pretty brainy. Finally, elephant calves often play with objects found in their natural environment to feed their youthful curiosity. Our next resourceful tool user is the monkey. Monkeys employ tools for a variety of life activities. The howler monkey, who resides in South American rainforests, will rub crushed or chewed leaves across the wounds of fellow primates. Sticks are often utilized to reach and rake up things that are not within arm's length. For hard fruits or nuts, monkeys will utilize medium-sized rocks to pound them open. Like monkeys, chimpanzees, who are found in 20 African countries, use leaves and branches from trees in the same ways, but have found additional uses. They are known to clean themselves with leaves or eat leaves as medicine if they have a tapeworm infection. Wooden poles can help with balancing and climbing for the adventurous chimp. Stone usage is also common among the chimps. Thai forest chimps in Côte d'Ivoire teach their infants how to crack hard nuts with rocks. Having a keen eye for quality, only the most durable stones are selected, such as quartzite or granite. Archaeologist Julio Mercada of the University of Calgary, Canada, believes that stone tool use by humans and chimpanzees might derive from an ancestral species of ape that lived 14 million years ago. Orangutans, who live on the Southeast Asian islands of Borneo and Sumatra, have passed the skill of making whistles from leaves to their young. The leaf whistle is played to ward off nearby predators. Some scientists believe it is the first time an animal has been known to use a tool to help them communicate. The vibrant primate also gathers natural vegetation for building sun and rain covers for nesting areas. They are known to braid straw into rope for swinging and climbing. The final tool-using primate we cover today is the gorilla. Biologist Emma Stokes of the World Conservation Society and another scientist made an exciting discovery. One day, the researchers were observing a female lowland gorilla in the Congo about to cross a stream. She was unsure about the depth of the water, so she picked up a long, straight stick and plunged it in to test the depth. Amazing! Something that any one of us would do if we were unsure about the safety of crossing a body of water. We've taken a look at some ingenious land animals. Now let's look at a few of our feathered friends who love to soar in the sky. Ah, love, the male palm cockatoo has created a unique and interesting way to attract that special mate. The smooth Australian bird employs a small stick to lure the new love to him by beating on a hollow tree. This signals to the female that he owns this hollow piece of real estate and is ready to provide for the family. Any area female ready to join him is smitten by the call. Crows might not use tools for romance like the palm cockatoo, but have come up with some pretty extraordinary ways of utilizing their surroundings for survival. Intelligent carrion crows of Japan have discovered a use for cars other than transportation. These inventive birds have been observed waiting for the traffic light to turn red. The birds land on the street to place nuts in front of oncoming traffic. After the tires crack open the shells of the nuts and the street is clear, the carrion crows quickly swoop down to reclaim their snacks. These awesome birds deserve an A+ for bravery. Researchers say New Caledonian crows found in the New Caledonia and the Loyalty Islands in the Pacific are the only non-human species recorded that not only use tools, but reinvent existing ones. Pandanus utilis, or screw pine, is used to make several versions of the same tool. We will take a look at these devices after we return. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, on Supreme Master Television. We've been talking about amazing animals who use tools. New Caledonian crows are known for implementing the Pandanus utilis, or screwpine, to make several versions of a probing device for food gathering purposes. Edges of the leaf are cut and then torn neatly into strips. Narrow, wide, and multi-step pieces. The strip chosen by the bird is in accordance with the size of crevice. In experiments designed by scientists at Oxford University, UK, a skillful female New Caledonian crow named Betty bent a piece of straight wire to create a hook to reach food without having been previously taught the skill. In the wild, New Caledonian crows typically make hooks fashioned from twigs. However, Betty's solution to the challenge was special to the scientists. Alex Castlenegg, a behavioral ecologist and a member of the three-man research team, stated, "To our knowledge, there are no confirmed reports of any animal making a hook out of unnatural material, such as wire, to solve a new problem." Many crows also make devices from other materials, such as cardboard and their own molted feathers. This sends crows to the top of the list of animals that employ tools. Now, let's dip into the vast ocean and visit our sea animal friends. Thus far, there are only a few beings in the sea that have been reported to use tools. The sea otter, the stingray, the dolphin, and the octopus. Our first ocean dweller is the beloved dolphin. Dolphins are considered to be the intellectuals of the sea. In Shark Bay, Australia, it was discovered some bottlenose dolphins placed marine sponges on the tip of their snouts to protect themselves from stings while scouring the sandy ocean floor for food. Scientists say that mother dolphins, using this method, pass it on to their daughters, and it is a very unique behavior. Coconut shells certainly don't go to waste in Indonesia. There, it was discovered that the local octopuses have found an eco-friendly and innovative use for leftover coconut shells, discarded by humans that end up in the ocean. They stack piles of the coconut bowls to their undersides, wrap all 8 tentacles around the heap, and then cautiously tiptoes across the ocean floor. Later, using them for shelter. Researchers observed an octopus digging up 2 halves of a coconut shell, then using them as a protective shield when stopping in exposed areas. Great way to recycle! Water-dwelling sea otters are members of the weasel family with a similar appearance to a seal. However, they rely on their thick brown fur instead of blubber for warmth. They can be found resting in kelp forests and shallow waters. These intelligent marine mammals, which reside primarily in the coastal areas and islands of the eastern and western North Pacific Ocean, use stones to assist them in gathering food. Finally, researchers have reported that in experiments, freshwater stingrays used water as a tool to extract food. Food was placed in a long pipe that was sealed at one end. They watched the stingray shoot water into the pipe to retrieve the treat. The scientists also reported the stingrays using jets of water to loosen food attached to the surface of tanks. Archerfish uses a similar technique by squirting water from their mouth to dislodge food from leaves above the water's surface. We have presented a few tool-using animals living in the wild. But of course, we couldn't end the discussion of tool use without remembering our loving cat and dog friends. Cats seem fairly preoccupied with their daily grooming rituals, post-scratching, playing, and exploring inside and outside the house. However, they too sometimes use tools. In San Diego, California, USA. A light gray, long-haired cat named Sasha found a unique way to add a little moisture to her dry cat food. Her caregivers were curious why they regularly found several cotton balls in her food bowl. One day, they observed Sasha jump up onto the bathroom counter near the sink. The frisky cat reached into an open drawer and pulled out a cotton ball. She was followed into the kitchen, where she carefully placed the ball into her water bowl. Sasha patiently waited a few seconds, removed the wet cotton with her mouth, and scurried over to her food bowl, where she dropped it. Moments later, she began to eat only the moistened food. What a clever feline! Dogs bring joy and great companionship to many people around the world with their fun and playful behavior. They can be trained to perform many different activities, such as catching a frisbee, riding a skateboard, or even surfing. Dogs are no different in using tools as a solution. A man once spotted a dog using a raft to go out onto a lake to fetch an object and then safely paddle to shore, with his paws, of course. Guess he didn't feel like getting wet that day. Cats aren't the only ones who like to tidy up during the day. Mischief. A petty basset, Griffin Vendine, enjoys grooming herself in an unusual way. She picks up small stones from her family's driveway and uses them to comb her fur, and then walks away looking fabulous as usual. As we have seen today, there are many, many different ways our intelligent animal friends use tools to enhance their lives. Let us protect and cherish all beings, for they truly colour and bring happiness to our world. Thank you for joining us today for Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May animals and humans live together in warmth and joy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.